morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about the 90-year-old Amelia Clary. She was interviewed by Eva Anderson back in 1950. She said, "Well, I'm 90, but I'm not old." She's a businesswoman. She owns one of the major business corners housing Clampett's Ready-to-Wear on the main floor, with apartments above, including her own. Recent trips have taken her to the Butte, the top of Rainbow Falls, and with a little help, she climbed hundreds of feet to see the source of the big splash. When she goes to the rodeo, Mrs. Clary reminisces about her own escapades on various horses in early days. Side saddle, that was the way she rode. So did every other lady in those days. Sometimes she traveled double on the horse behind her husband, but always she rode sideways. No airplanes rode the skies when 90-year-old Amelia Clary was a young woman of the Washington Territory. When Mrs. Clary wanted to visit her sister in Ellensburg in 1898, she hitched a horse to a high-top buggy and traveled alone over Kalakum Pass. For years, with Josh, her husband, she ran the Clary House in Chelan, where they moved in 1903. Meeting emergencies was just as exciting to her as reading a novel. One of the high points in recent years was the day she visited with A.Z. Wells. She went into his office to solicit money for the Chelan New Methodist Church. A.Z. Wells listened to her appeal. He hadn't known her personally, but they had many mutual interests, friends, and memories. She had followed the development of his orchard at Aswell and the market conditions and fruit prospects. He pushed back his work and the wheels of business for him still while they reminisced together. The next day, he wrote her a letter expressing his genuine pleasure at his visit, and in the letter he enclosed a check double the amount Mrs. Clary had naively suggested. "I am sending it," he wrote, "largely because you are such an enthusiastic solicitor." Her 90th birthday finds her busy. Just now, she's making pickles, dills, bread and butter, and sweet pickles. There will be spiced peaches and pears and succulent pickles made of watermelon rinds. Chickens are already in the locker, and deer season's coming up. What a woman. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.